Okay, so I invite you to close your eyes and give your spine a little wiggle, a little circular motion in your head and your neck. And notice how that also frees up your breathing. And as you breathe, I invite your attention to come from wherever it is, wherever it's been, down into your heart space. And as you rest your attention into your heart space, notice what happens in the rest of your body. Any tingles, streaming energy, an opening of tension, more easeful posture. And in that heart, everyone has a heart light, no matter what your experience is, no matter what's happening in your world now. Everyone has a heart light. So I invite that with every breath that breathes through you now, that that heart light within you become softer and brighter. That it expand gently within you. And that you feel its growing glow. So as you breathe, that heart light is expanding and softening its glow within you. And I ask that whatever is held in that heart space of yours, any secrets, any dreams, fears and doubts, that they be marinated in this heart light, that they be marinated in the energy of the love that is naturally within you. So notice what you're feeling, if you're seeing anything. Relax any stress and you're trying to figure it out. Just allow what comes to come. It'll be very revealing as time goes by. The more you let go, the more can come. So as you breathe, let's invite this heart light to expand and grow its glow up through your throat, up through your head, through your whole scalp, your brain, your eyes, your seeing and hearing capacities, your breathing, your smelling capacities, your eating capacities, your speaking and singing and sounding capacities, your digestive capacities, your brain, and all the components in your head, all that was developing in the as a fetus. We invite that heart light to marinate all that is here now and all that has been magically stored from your womb time. Any beliefs, any perspectives, fears and doubts and worries, we invite them to be marinated in this heart light. Notice what you're feeling. And we invite the heart light to grow in its glow and to flow down through your shoulders, down through your arms, and into your fingertips. Notice the sensations. We invite that heart light to marinate any tension, any secrets held within the arms, the developing arms, the developing fingers, the capacities to open and close your hands, to move your arms, to hug, to hold, to feel, to give. We invite the heart light to continue growing its glow down through your torso, to marinate all the organs that were so magnificently developing as you were in the womb time. And that whatever was developing that may be causing you troubles or issues now, let's invite that heart light to marinate all those places and spaces within you. To give them a whole new perspective, a whole new dream of becoming more healthy, more vibrant as you grow older, as you grow longer, as you grow fuller and richer in your life experience. We invite that heart light to optimize all communications between all systems, all organs, in the body. And again, wherever there has been limitation due to situations in the womb, we invite that heart light to marinate those systems. Any glitches, opening up communication with ease and efficiency and love. And continuing to invite that heart light to flow down through your pelvis to all those juicy sex organs down there who have given so much pleasure, but maybe not at all times. We invite that heart light to marinate all the sex organs and to free up any energy that is not yours, that is not welcome there. From any lifetimes, all frequencies of all dimensions of existence, so you can be more free to express your own sexuality and sensuality in ways that totally please and enliven you. There we go. And again, continuing to invite that heart light to flow and to grow in its light, to optimize all communication between all organs in your pelvis, all the bones in your body, the ligaments in your body, the arteries, air, all of the flow of blood and all the different chemicals in our body that need to move and flow and interact with each other. Digestion. Yeah, digestion. Providing more easeful digestion. More kind digestion. More kind choices of what to put in our bodies to be digested. Ah, there's a womb time. So all the times in the womb where your mother ingested things that weren't healthy for you, let's free up that energy from that womb time now. Yeah. And from you now and how it might be, I'll call it inspiring you now to make choices that aren't exactly in alignment with your greatest well-being. We're not blaming anybody. We're just making a new correction. Yeah, there we go. There you go. Freeing the body from those programs. And they were a way to be loyal to the mother, loyal to the family, but they aren't necessarily functional anymore. So setting them free with love, letting love magnetize them away, dissolve them away. Notice your breathing. Give yourself a few deep breaths. We're doing a lot in a short time. Maybe give your spine some circular motion again, some shoulder movement and head and neck. It helps the energy move. Keeps you present a little bit. So we invite that energy of the heart light to continue to flow down through your legs, through all the joints, all the bones, the tendons, cartilage, blood vessels, the whole vascular system in the legs, down through your ankles and into your toes, strengthening all the components, strengthening the communication between all the systems. So there's more optimal functioning between and among all the systems with this heart light marinade. So notice the sensations in your body. I now invite that heart light to expand beyond your physical body to create like an orb of light around you, like a womb of light. And first of all, I want to free any white light in there. White light is a very limiting program, even though it is quite large, it is limiting. So freeing any white light from this womb time, from the heart light spectrum, so you can experience the finer frequencies of light that will bring in new possibilities of love, acceptance, and creativity for you. So in this womb of light that you are in now, I invite your awareness to welcome in the womb of your mother that you were developing in, And notice where that wants to show up. Does it want to show up in your bubble of light, in your womb? Does it want to show up outside your orb of light? Whatever is what it is. Just notice where it shows up, and behind you and back of you, far away, close by. Just notice. And just as you were in the womb, very aware of everything, but not knowing that it was you or someone else, this time you know what's yours and what somebody else's. You know what someone else's emotions are, belief systems, fears, doubts, worries, traumas, pressure, expectations, joy, pleasure. Your senses are more heightened to these awarenesses from this place in your own heart light womb and in this at this adult time of your life. So with your mother's in her womb and you growing in the womb, wherever that is showing up for you, just be present with you and your heart light, being present with yourself in your mother's womb, and just notice what energy wants to grow and become aware of in the womb. Does your mom's womb light up more freely? Are there more colors in the womb? In the womb, are you aware of your presence as the adult? Just notice whatever shows up. There's no one way. And in this place, you're also aware of your mother's, like I said earlier, what's going on for her, but I'll call it her condition or her conditioning. Her conditioning to being pregnant, her conditioning to expecting a child, her conditioning to being in the world with a baby becoming itself inside of her. Let's open up the perceptions, your perceptions, to be aware of her perceptions at that time. So notice what you notice. What expectations did her society, her family, her community place on a pregnant woman at that time in history, that time in life? What personal, I'll call it trauma or drama, was she going through irregardless of you being there? What was she going through in her relationships? Your awareness can be a neutral awareness. You need not feel and live out her conditioning. It's like it's your experience a window into her with the intention of creating an understanding, insight, and compassion. And now she is part of a continuum of mothers, her mother, her mother's mother, her mother's mother. And I'm not exactly scientifically sure how this works, but like when she was born, I don't know if the egg was already in her for you or developed later, but the potential for you was in her. When her mother gave birth to her, the potential for you, your life was in her. And on down the line. So she brings to you more than her own self. She brings you this whole lineage of life expectancy, of expectations of behavior, of motherhood, the roles of motherhood, and the challenges to that. And the relationships that supported or didn't support her expecting baby. So remember, you're in the heart light bubble, and we ask that heart light bubble to radiate love without you having to effort in any way. We just invite that heart light to radiate love to you in the womb of your mother. And to your mother at that time, with all the condition that she was dealing with, and all the struggles and challenges that she was dealing with. Just inviting that heart light to do its magic for you and for her. Notice what you notice. And I want you to relax into letting an organic message come out from you to you in the womb. So from you and your orb of heart light, I want you to give a message to you in the womb that is organic. What do you want your little self to know that's growing in this womb time? That seemed like it's far away, but it's not. It's right here, right now. What do you want her to know? That supports her in blossoming into the unique magnificence that she is in her life to come. And let's ask yourself in the womb, what is it that she wants you to know that you're not aware of, that's really important for you to be aware of your time in the womb? What does she want you to know? Again, remember that you've got that heart light growing and glowing in you. Let's invite the you in the womb, the fetus in the womb, let's let her know she has a heart light too. And that heart light is meant to grow in its glow for her in the womb too. So no matter what age or stage that heart light is developing in her in the womb, let's invite her to lighten that glow, enliven that glow within her. You can do that by envisioning that happening. You can do it by verbally inviting her. You can show her you and say, "Sweetheart, you can do this too." And see what happens and notice what you feel. So she's not alone in there with all the noise and all the emotionality and all the fears and the doubts. She's not alone with all the noise of the body that she's in and wondering what's going to come next. She's not alone with any tension that she's feeling that's her mother's or that's the people in the family. She's not alone. Her heart light can resonate with her and with you. It's like you're giving her new perspective, new strength, as it were. You're making a connection that is very strong, but very fluid. So feel what you feel in your body. And whatever this sweet growing girl has experienced in her mother's womb, let's let her know in your own way that when she comes out and lives through life, that she is welcomed by you, that you welcome her to experience whatever is important for her to experience in her own unique way, in her own self-loving way. That she need not be loyal to the family dynamics of any stress and tension or trauma or drama or any expectations that would limit her from blossoming into the magnificent person that she is and continues to be. And that you being here now would love to be, and that you are a team with her to support her on her journey. That she can have new choices beyond what she felt was possible while in the womb. She can have new perceptions beyond what she was perceiving in the womb. And she can have a whole new sense of self that is full of freedom, that is full of joy and love and honesty and self-discovery beyond what the limiting perceptions she decided to have and hold on to and maybe inherited while in the womb. So notice what you're noticing within you and within you and your mom's womb. And now, I invite you to invite your young developing self to come from the mom's womb into your heart space, and that you let your mom know that that's what's going to happen, because it's time for that baby not to be living in that womb over and over and experiencing all those things over and over and repeating them over and over, so that you don't have to repeat them over and over. You can give up that loyalty, inviting yourself to come from your mother's womb and rest in your own heart space with that heart light. So your two heart lights could become one. They could just be in the same environment, but there's beautiful support for each other, you and yourself. So whatever way you want to create that, co-create that, and feel. The key is to feel the shift. And that all the beliefs that were limiting, that were made up in the womb, let's leave them in the womb. Leave them in the womb and let that little child come and be with you, free, clear, and pure, for her to blossom in ways that are truly, truly aligned with her essence thriving and your essence thriving. Take a few deep breaths. Give your spine some movement. And if things are flowing as I'm guiding you along, I invite you to ask for a message from this little one who can continue to develop and grow and glow within you and your heart space. What is she wanting you to know right now? And what are you wanting her to know right now? What organically wants to bless her, wants to give her encouragement. And let her know that you can communicate with her anytime. She can invite you, you can invite her, and you could sit together, as it were, become aware of that heart light space, invite her to show up and journal. What do you want me to know right now, sweetheart? I think I'm struggling. Does this relate to your womb time? What do I need to know so we can move this into a new reality? A new, clearer space of love and self-acceptance and freedom. So feel that little one just being marinated in loving acceptance. Yeah. And that she can be free from being loyal to these family patterns. And that she can support you in waking up to where they came from, when, if any show up again, or when they show up again. You can become friends on the journey. Conscious friends. So with your beautiful little fetus self in the womb, in your heart, imagine looking back, as it were, not that it's a back, but looking in the direction of the history of the woman in your life, the mothers, the grandmothers, and so on. And in a sense, hand back the limitations that belong to them. These belong to you. This little piece belongs to you, and this piece belongs to you, and this piece, I will no longer carry all of this. Here you go, here you go. May we all be free. May we all be available to new possibilities, to thrive, to love, to become, to blossom forth. Beyond these old limitations, we do not have to do this anymore. We can be a new kind of team rather than holding ourselves back and down. In a set way of being, we can open up freedom for each and all of us to thrive in our own new ways. So honoring the miracle of us being here. And our capacities to tap into the past in ways that are profoundly moving, profoundly kind, profoundly freeing. If there's any message from this place of your heart, like holding your little one, if there's any message you want to give to your mom at this time, organically, just let it come. Doesn't need to make any sense. And if she has a message from you, notice what it is. We invite an easeful integration to all these shifts and changes, all these openings, all these new seeds that have been planted, and the wonderful nourishment of them and you blossoming in new ways, in fresh new ways, with new freedoms, new creativity, a deeper sense of self-acceptance, a deeper sense of the value in the uniqueness of your presence and the significance of you expressing yourself into the world in whatever way that means for you, whatever, however you're called. That your uniqueness piques another's uniqueness to blossom forth even more fully. Feel that? So let's give thanks for the mothers, for you and your beautiful heart, and you're holding your beautiful self and bringing all your energy from that orb of light around you into your body and up in through to your heart space. And let that womb time of you, the fetus of you, the infant of you, be there to marinate in the love that is ever present, to develop and grow in its glow in new, fresh new ways with new freedom. So take a few deep breaths, give your spine some wiggles and movement. If you want to take a moment or two, and if you've got paper or pen and you want to write down a few notes, and also know that you'll, after this, you'll be able to remember things that are important to you. If you just want to make a few quick notes, this could be a good time.